Your suggestion is awkward standing.
Okay. you can sit for this, Mr. Smith. No need to stand for this examination.
I have hemorrhoids. I will lower myself just a scotch.
Oh, I see. Do you want a donut pillow? We have a donut pillow.
Yes, please. Oh, thank you.
Oh, here you go. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's like sitting on a cloud.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're sitting down because I have bad news to tell you.
Oh my God, what's the bad news?
You're dead.
No, in the afterlife, I still have hemorrhoids.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Smith.
What have I done to deserve this?
It doesn't work that way. Actually, it's just really random. And so, yes, you still have the body that you had before you died. So
I was 96 when I died. I'm going to be 96 forever?
That's right, Mr. Smith.
Oh, why to be cursed with such a random afterlife?
It's not about cursed, Mr. Smith. It's just random. Some people keep their bodies that they had when they died. Some people have brand new, you know, beautiful, high-functioning, athletic bodies.
I think it's super unfair that you died as a piping hot, sexy young woman.
Why, thank you. You know, I myself was a 96-year-old man on my deathbed.
And yet... What? Wow. What are you doing that I'm not doing? What can I do differently?
Oh, there's nothing you can do differently. It's just the luck of the draw. I'm sorry to say, Mr. Smith. And so you got the short straw.
The short straw that says I'll be sitting on a donut-shaped pillow with hemorrhoids for eternity?
The good thing, sir, is you get to keep that pillow.
Oh, great. you get to keep a... In hourglass figure, and I get to keep a hemorrhoid pillow. That just seems really random this afterlife.
Okay, well, that's all the time I have for our appointment. I have to go have a massive orgy right now. Huh. Enjoy.
am I like late for the orgy? Number 37 here.
By orgy, if you mean the cows having an orgy and we are the watch party, you're not too late, sir.
Yeah, it's an orgy of the senses. And those cows are getting freaky.
Yes, this is the mating cow season. And yes, we have gotten the best cows together to pair up with this male cow right here, what we call, the nomenclature is, bull, I believe, right here.
That's the technical term for it?
Yeah. The stud cow, right in the center.
That bull stud cow has been drinking nothing but Viagra for the last 10 hours. I'm afraid to make eye contact with it. I don't want to get charged.
That is correct. That is a correct instinct, Charlie. For you see, if you have eye contact with the stud bull, he will come charging at you with his big erection.
Oh, dear. Well, my survival instinct is kicking in, and I'm covering my eyes. Also, the filthy action is making me quite uncomfortable.
Whoa. The cows are getting super excited. They're starting to trample all over each other, Charlie.
Oh, boy. Hey, this red napkin is... Oh, God.
Charlie, put that down. Run!
Ah!
Oh, poor Charlie.
So this is the afterlife. I'm gored by a bull, and now I have an eternally bleeding puncture wound.
Oh, Well, yes. Actually, this is a hell, sir. Thank you for coming. May I get you a lemonade?
Yeah, please get me a lemonade. It's really hot in here.
Okay, well, here is your lemonade that is tasteless and warm.
Oh, it's hellish! It's making me hotter. Why is the afterlife so arbitrary? How do you have that smoking hot body? And I'm like this hideously gored creature that has a hole in my chest from where a bull gored me. Why is that?
Well, that's all the time I have for now. I have to run off to a spa where I'm luxuriated and licked all over my body. Ta-ta!
Oh, you enjoying yourself makes my hell that much more painful. This lemonade is salty.
5 cents for lemonade and Girl Scout cookies for sale.
Oh, what a deal.
Thank you for the welcome to our neighborhoods, mister. Would you like some 5 cents lemonade?
Yeah, I would love some lemonade, young lady. Here's a nickel.
Oh, well, thank you, but we only accept 5 pennies.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you do Bitcoin or, I don't really have, pennies as such. I have nickels.
We can take a check.
A check for 5 cents. Hold on, let me get my checkbook. Who should I make it out to?
To Lucy Kim.
Lucy Kim. And I couldn't help but notice it's an LLC you've got here.
That's correct, Lucy Kim LLC. I am the founder of Lucy Kim.
Lucy
Kim. 5-year-old. Yeah, I'm 5 years old.
You are a 5-year-old who is doing business at the level of a 10-year-old. I'm impressed by your... Can I invest?
Thank you, mister. Are you a funder?
I am an angel funder. Yes, I search for talent.
Oh, is that why you have a halo?
There it is. You see it?
I knew it. Thanks, mister. Yeah. Would you like to invest in my lemonade and Girl Scout cookie company? And I'll take your money.
Oh, here's the check. And as an investor, when you go public, I would love to get a piece of the action.
Sure thing. And what's your name, mister?
My name is Elon Musk.
Oh, what a strange name. Thank you. And what do you think of the temperature of my lemonade? Do you like the warm temperature?
The temperature is intriguing. I love how disruptive this lemonade is. You know, most people have a cold lemonade. You've done something different here. What have you done with this lemonade?
I've turned it around and whipped it around into shape and subverted the ideology of what lemonade is.
Subverted the ideology of what lemonade is? You are redefining lemonade. I love it.
Thank you, Mr. Elon Musk.
So, gathered you all here today to, yes, all of you reporters, if you have any questions, we are launching this endeavor with this young lady over here to, revolutionize the lemonade industry. There, with the pencil in your hand, you had a question?
Yes, what is the fascination of this new lukewarm product? Is it sensational? How was it invented?
Well, our patented formula was developed by this young woman over here, who used a specific terminology. What was it you said, ma'am?
Oh, I subverted the ideology of what lemonade is. Hi, I'm Lucy Kim.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the future. Subverting definitions of, what was that other word?
The ideology?
ideologies. It starts with lemonade. It ends with space travel.
Hi, this is Fox Channel 4. I have a question for the little miss. Shouldn't lemonade be cold?
Care to field that, Lucy, Kim?
Thank you, Mr. Musk. I'm just subverting the ideology of what lemonade is. Lemonade is a metaphor for the cooling, refreshing drink that you wish you could have while you're suffering in the bottom of hell. However, because you are in hell, you know, you cannot be satisfied, and so it must be close to it, but not close, you see.
Wow. I have a question in the back here, with the devil horns and the red face. How can I use your lemonade to torment people forever and ever eternally? Your thoughts?
Oh my goodness. Is that Satan?
You can call me Lucifer or Luke for short. I mean, Lucifer, yeah.
Oh, can you repeat your question?
Yes. I want a beverage that will torment people eternally in the afterlife, and I feel like your formulation is perfect for that. Now, how have you designed it to do such a thing?
Well, one day I was walking along, Mr. Lucifer and Mr. Satan, and I was just hit on the head with a lightning from Satan, and then I was possessed, and my head went around 180, 360 degrees, and I was walking on the ceiling, and it just hit me. I'm thirsty, and then it hit me, the idea.
That's brilliant. You're brilliant. We have a special place for you in the future.
Thank you, again, sir, Mr. Satan.
I have come here to perform a service for you, to cast the demon out of this young lady. Now, I will shake her violently until she speaks. That was a disruptive moan. Oh, dear. I must say, it's a very specific vernacular that is quite evil. Begone, demon!
Oh, she is mine. Red rock.
Oh my god. She's crawling on the ceiling with her legs and arms bent backward like a spider. And weaving quite a web. Demon! What is that word you are weaving into your web?
Lemonade.
Lemonade! The lemonade of the devil shall be poured forth. Leave this child and I will take onto your lemonade and quench the thirst of evil. Oh, demon, what does it take to satisfy you?
5 cents.
Oh, demon.
Pennies.
I'm fresh out of pennies, but will you take a check?
Okay.
I am a devil investor now. So, young lady.
Oh my god, I'm dead. Aren't I? Is this what it's like? It's yes. Me, Lucy Kim, inventor of the warm lemonade.
Welcome to the afterlife. We've been waiting for you.
May I have a drink?
Oh, a drink. I will give you the most succulent beverage in the world. It is one you have designed yourself and is quite disruptive. Here you go. The devil's lemonade.
Oh, it's so warm.
Yes.
Oh. This is hell, right?
This is hell. And that will wet your whistle with the fire of eternal damnation.
Oh, it burns my throat. Oh! Oh!
So I have some bad news and some bad news. Which would you like first?
Give me the bad news.
Well, here's the first piece of bad news. It burns on the way in. Would you like to hear the second piece?
Oh, my butt is on fire.
That's right. It burns on the way out. Describe to me what you are feeling.
I'm feeling my ideology subverted on itself.
It subverts with the power of 1,000 suns. You may want to speak with this gentleman over here. He has a pillow that's shaped like a donut.
Oh, why? Oh, give me your donut. Pillow. I'm going to suck in the air.
Well, I guess I'll stand then.
Scene.